The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt.
He keeps yelling at me, but I don't know where he is.
I think he's in the garage.
Well, if he's home, should I put dinner on the table? It's all ready.
Yes, fine, Aunt Effie.
All right.
You yelling at me?
Oh, yes. I stopped at the nursery. I got some rhododendrons. Now, of course, it looks like rain.
What does that mean?
Well, it means we ought to put these things in right away before it rains.
I thought we were going to work in the yard after dinner.
Look, I want to put the stuff in before, and I'll need help. So, look, you and Aunt Effie put on some old clothes, huh?
Oh, dear. Well, all right. You better put your old clothes on, too, hadn't you, before you start...
Yeah, I will. I'm just lifting the stuff out of the car.
How many rhododendrons did you get?
I got four.
Four?
Look, do you know how much rhododendrons cost? $12 to $15 a piece. Oh, boy, they're heavy. I went to four nurseries. I got these for $12.
Those dinky things are $12 a piece?
Yes. $12 shrubbery turns out to be a darn sight more expensive than we thought.
Four rhododendrons won't look like anything. We were going to have them all along the south side of the house. Look so skimpy.
Well, it's all I can afford, so for the time being, it'll look skimpy then.
Terrible. Oh, keep it warm, Aunt Effie.
Oh.
Well, he brought home some shrubbery, and he wants to put it in before it rains.
Yeah, look, step on it, will you, both of you? Put on some old gardening clothes, because I'll need help.
Oh, I don't know why everything around here has to be right at dinner time.
Look, hurry up, will you, before it rains?
Feet clapping. Hands applauding. Feet running. Hands piping. Those are the sounds we hear every day and take for granted. That is, most of us take them for granted, but there are hundreds of thousands of people who hear those sounds and say, I never dreamed there would come a time when I couldn't do those simple, everyday things. Those are the victims of multiple sclerosis speaking. They are crippled by this chronic disease of the central nervous system, and many of them are confined to a wheelchair. The MS Hope Chest is the appeal of these neighbors of ours who are helpless and dependent because of MS. The hope of finding the cause and cure of multiple sclerosis lies in medical and scientific research. This research is supported by the MS Hope Chest. Help as much as you can by giving as much as you can. Let those running feet be yours, going in the direction of the MS Hope Chest. And that will be the applause of your community, thanking you for your fine response to the MS Hope Chest.
We got the stuff in just in time, by golly. The hole's all dark, huh?
Aunt Effie, don't you think we ought to change our clothes before we have dinner? I mean, if we just dash upstairs
now... Dinner will be ruined if we don't eat right now. Now sit down.
All right. Boy, we're certainly fine sights, aren't we, all of us, eating in the dining room?
Where are your shoes, Daddy?
My shoes are in the back entry. They're all muddy.
Oh, my, you look funny. You've got dirt on your face.
Oh, dear, didn't I get it all off? I walked in such a hurry.
Ah, you look cute with a dirty face, like a little girl. And Aunt Effie, you look pretty cute with that towel wrapped around your head, too.
Matter of fact, it isn't even the towel. Pardon old pillowcase. I just grabbed it when you were yelling to hurry before it rained, and I just washed my hair this afternoon.
Okay, come on now, let's eat. Everything looks mighty good.
Oh, I hope things are still warm. I just set them in the oven.
They're fine, Aunt Effie. Now, don't worry.
Well, for heaven's sake.
Goodness, look at that, Ben. Look at us. Well, you look better than the rest of us, dear. You go to the door.
Yeah, well, okay, but I am hardly what you could call presentable.
It's probably just the paper, boy, and I'll start eating, Betsy.
Well, it would be nice if just once we could sit down and try how I
Oh, good evening.
Go on in, George. Get out of the rain. Well, this is certainly a nasty night, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is. Good evening, sir. How do you do?
Wouldn't you just know we'd have rain tonight? I suppose your wife is just sick about it. Where do you want me to put my umbrella?
Your umbrella? Well, you can put it right there, I guess.
Close the door, George. My, you certainly have a lovely, lovely home.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Are we the first ones?
The what?
I told you we were too early, Mabel.
Oh, no, that's all right. I just didn't know that we were...
I mean, I didn't...
Shall we go right on into the living room?
Well, yes, yes, of course. I'll tell my wife. Yes, go ahead right in.
Oh, what a lovely room. And just look at that nice fireplace, George.
Pete's sakes, why didn't you tell me you were expecting somebody?
I'm not expecting anybody.
Well, there's a man and his wife in the living room. She just asked if they were the first ones.
First ones? First ones for what?
Don't ask me. I just opened the door and they walked right on in as though they owned the place.
Oh, that's funny. They must have the wrong house.
Well, there they are in there. Can you see them? Look.
Yes. I never saw either one of them before in my life.
Well, they must have the wrong house.
Oh, dear, they're going to be so embarrassed. You better go say something to them, dear. Here they come.
Dear, look at us.
Yes, look at us.
George, we'll look at the downstairs first. Oh, my goodness.
How do you do?
My gosh, I told you we were too early, Mabel. They haven't even finished dinner.
Dear, I am so sorry. But we're only 2 minutes early, George. It said 6:30.
Well, look, I'm afraid there's been some mistake.
No, I have it right here. It says 6:30.
Yeah, well, what I mean is I'm afraid you have the wrong house.
Wait, isn't this the Piper House, 13 Rainbow Lane?
Yes.
Well, there, George, you see, here it is, right on the list, 6:30, to its start, Piper House, 13 Rainbow Lake. Oh!
Now, what in Sam Hill do you mean, oh?
That's not today! Why, yes, isn't it Tuesday, June 2nd? I thought it was next week!
You thought what was next week?
Some garden club called me weeks ago and asked if our house could be included on the tour. And I said yes, but I didn't know it was tonight.
Well, if this is June 2nd...
Oh, dear, I'm sure...
A tour? You mean there's more people arriving?
Oh, my, yes. It's open to the public. $1.50 admission, and you get to see 8 houses. That's why I like to start early to avoid the crowd. Well, get a head start, you might say.
Crowd?
Yes, well, they generally get about 300 people.
300 people?
I thought it was a small club, about 10 or 15 people.
Oh, my, no. No, it's open to the public. Anybody can come. George and I always take them every year. We love them, don't we, George?
Let's say you love them. I tag along.
How in Sam Hill could you possibly...
The woman that I talked to never said there were 300 people coming. She never mentioned such a thing.
Anybody with a grain of sense would have known...
Never, never
we have come to...
I'm sorry, but I'm
300 people tramping through my house on a rainy night. I just finished spring house cleaning and it seems to... I'm sorry.
Now, both of you, go take baths and clean up. Betsy, go pick up your room, dear, and I'll clear the table.
Jim, look at all the cars arriving out there.
Oh, why, Stephen.
Gosh, Mabel, this is the last darn tour you'll ever drag me on.
Well, I'm sorry, George. It says Piper House, 6:30. Hello, you Piper? Piper, I'm trying to locate the Mrs. Corbett who called me weeks ago about this thing.
I'm out of the job. Hurry and take yours.
Yes. Well, look, my house is just swarming with people milling about. Am I supposed to do anything with them? What?
Look, take your shower.
No, hold on, Pete. I'm not taking a shower. I haven't time.
Well, look, then get a dress on, comb your hair.
Yes,
you know,
Mrs. Corbett. Well, she is the one who called me...
Boy,
yes?
Tell me, since you changed things around with these dress of drawers, I can't find anything.
Stop! Oh, I had to save your foot! Good heaven, what was that?
That was some woman with a bird on her hat.
Well, put something on besides a bath towel. Hello? Yes, look, all I want to know is shouldn't some member of your club have been here to organize things a bit? And hello?
Bother with that now. Get dressed yourself, will you? Comb your hair. Put on some lipstick.
All this garden club or whatever it is, the woman has found hysterical herself. Nothing's going right. She says...
Boy, she doesn't know the half of it. Now, what are you looking for?
I don't know. I can't even think. My lipstick, I guess.
It's in the bathroom.
Seems to me that one of their club members should have contacted me. Somebody here.
And if you get this way now, in here, I expect we have the master bedroom.
And it also includes the master.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
Well, the ladies of the garden club are certainly getting their money's worth on this tour.
Oh, for heaven's sake, hurry up and get dressed.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Perhaps it's the morbid side of human nature, but a man on a ledge threatening to jump usually attracts a crowd. There's a human craving for excitement or suspense. Different people in the crowd may harbor differing hopes about the man on the ledge. Some, frustrated, may wish him a violent end. Others pray he'll change his mind and try again. In much the same way, different listeners hope for differing outcomes to our macabre Sunday dramas, sent your way each week on the CBS Radio Network as Suspense. Radio's outstanding theater of thrills still exerts wide appeal. Listen every Sunday at home, out with your pocket portable, or in your car. Suspense can seek you out wherever you are. Top Hollywood stars and CBS Radio's Top Hollywood production team combine to give top performance to a masterpiece of scripted suspense. The spine-tingling dividends are yours for more suspense from Suspense. Next time in or out, treat yourself to this startling drama jolt from CBS Radio.
Why, I never saw anything like it. All of a sudden, mobs of people descending on us like a plague of locusts. No warning, they swarm down, buzzing all over the house, and then, wham, they're gone.
Well, I must say, the house doesn't look bad at all, considering...
Well, I put that old rag rug down by the front door, and I stood right there, and everybody that came in, I said, wipe your feet, please.
What would we do without you, dear?
I said, with Bobby, like you said, Mommy, and he didn't wake up.
Oh, fine, I'm glad. You were a very good girl, Betsy. Well, I'm afraid we missed most of the crowd, dear, by the time we got dressed and got down.
Well, they were due at some other house. Mm. I listened to everyone, and they all seemed to just love your new house.
Oh,
well, that's good. Hey, do I still hear somebody upstairs?
Yeah, Mrs. Corbett finally arrived with a small group. She apologized, said she should have been here at 6:30, but had car trouble or something.
Well, I guess it's a worthy cause. The money for admissions goes to a summer camp for children, aren't
it? But how about that you possibly have forgotten it was tonight?
I don't know, dear. I marked it down on my calendar, I'm sure. Let me go look.
Well, now, let's go on to the Rogers house. Good night, Mrs. Piper. Everyone has loved your house.
Oh, thank you. Good night, Mrs. Corbett.
And I will see you again. We always try to have a club member at each house. And I'll be here promptly at 6:30 tomorrow. Good night. Tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
What do you mean by that?
Look at your calendar. We're not going through this again.
Yes.
What?
Yes, here it is. Tuesday, June 2nd, house tour. 2 days.
Oh, my
heavens. Oh, no.
Well, at least tomorrow we'll be ready for it.
Yes.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunch, with Francie Myers, Margaret Hamilton, Beatrice Pond, Doris Dalton, and Ralph Dunn, and is produced by Walter Hart.